following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group
and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. Hey, this is the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm so pleased that you are tuning in this morning. We got a lot of stuff to go through. Hope that you're well and everybody in your family's okay. We're still going through this mess with the virus, but we are seeing, I think, some light at the end of the tunnel here.
Yep, and tell your friends and family members to tune in, because we talk about a lot of things that give you the explanations behind how some of these things work and some things you need to watch out for. Because it has to do with your finances, your money.
Yeah. And you know, we've all become very aware of the importance of how we're managing our money.
That's correct. I had two phone calls yesterday, which it's pretty good because we've been teaching the people we work with. We educate them on how things work, kind of like what we try to do with you on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't tune in every day, but I wish you would. But it's the same thing as how do things work and what's diversification mean?
Right.
And how do you do downside protection? And oh, if the S&P 500 did 15%, how come I only did 9?
Things or like, the inverse can be true.
That's true.
The market went down 20%, and I only went down 8 or
yep.
10.
Correct.
Or something that's readily recoverable.
And the reason we mentioned that, is it easier to come back from 20% down, or is it easier to come back from 8% down?
Mm-hmm. This is what diversification is all about. If you are on the wrong side of something, and I'm speaking to some people I know who listen to this and are in the oil and gas business.
Ooh, that's hurting.
They're mostly invested in those types of securities, including their company stock very heavily. You know, their pain right now is got to be excruciating, but they all knew that they had other choices open to them. If they invested in other segments of the economy here and around the world, they're not sitting there all banged up. But those who said, no, I know this business and I'm going to invest only in that, ow.
Well, some of that diversification, I'm thinking of a couple that they're been in the oil industry all their life.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes if the company matches you with your 401k with company stock, that's great. But there's nothing you can do about that.
Mm-hmm.
But with the rest of your funds, you can.
Yeah.
And so I remember talking to this couple the last time the oil bust hit. And they were saying, yeah, we've been through this before. We're just going to have to ride it out. Well, now they're 10 years older. And it's getting a little, you know, do they have another 10 years to try and get back to where they were?
Well, and that's the difficult part. So we're going to talk about some things like how do you reduce some of your risk, okay? Because I think this is important, and I've been having this mm-hmm. conversation as well with people. So how do you do this? How do you look at things with new eyes now? We've got to look with new eyes. Now, there are some basic investing principles that are still at work.
Yeah, the principles don't change. It's just
Right.
The situation right now.
Exactly. So these are situational things. We'll talk a little bit about that. And what kinds of things might you be thinking about doing that you haven't considered yet? We've talked about a few of these in the last few days, but we're going to go back over this because it's really, really important. So, of course, we also take a break for you and your specific question. We're getting ready to go into a station break here. So if you're shy about having your voice on the air, this is a great opportunity to call us directly. If you call us now, let me give you the private line for that right now. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show. From Neil Financial Group.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house with two cats.
Jody and Holly Carlisle, new owners of Rogers Tree Service, have been Washington County residents for 25 years. They also own Sendero Technical Services, a farm, ranch, and home services business. They're excited to continue to serve Washington and surrounding counties with the addition of Rogers Tree Service. You are essential to them, and they encourage you to follow local, state, and federal guidelines for everyone's safety. Rogers Tree Service is following those same guidelines. Contact Rogers Tree Service at 979-836-4517 for your future residential and commercial tree care needs.
Our nation is faced with a national health crisis that has forced many cancellations, but the local shops and restaurants run by your friends and neighbors remain open and in business. Let's keep our communities healthy by shopping at your favorite places like Las Americas Latin Cuisine. Order through foodsheretexas.com and get your favorite dish when you want it. Open daily so you can have a Cubano or their heavenly empanadas delivered to you. Looking for new books to keep your kids occupied at home? Place an order with the Barnhill House Toys and Books. Betsy will still be taking phone orders for pickup. Call 979-525-3315 or email her at betsybnewman@gmail.com. You can also visit their website at thebarnhillhouse.com. Follow their Facebook page to view items in their store and for ideas to keep your children stimulated at this time. Hear Their Massage in Brenham is temporarily closed during these challenging times. To support local, you can buy a gift card on their website, hearthermassage.com. The national health crisis is causing economic pain for our area stores and restaurants. Please remember to shop local at your favorite places, whether you choose to visit them now or after this health crisis ends.
Over the last few weeks, there have been a lot of changes. One thing that has not changed is the care and compassion the team members at Focus Care in Brenham provide. They recognize the amount of trust you put in them to care for your loved ones. That's why Focus Care is committed to providing constant and consistent communication with residents, family, and staff as we navigate through this. They want you to know they're practicing vigilance in the protection of their residents and staff by observing all preventative guidelines set by the CDC. Focused Care. Conveniently located at 1303 Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
At 11 months old, Audrey was diagnosed with neuroblastoma, a rare cancer of the nerve tissue.
I'm really glad that I don't remember, you know, the hard times. I remember the celebrations of life.
Thanks to her local Children's Miracle Network Hospital, Audrey is in remission today.
Someday we'll be able to find a cure and no other child will have any sort of cancer ever again.
You can help kids like Audrey too. Learn more and donate at cmnhospitals.org.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Sugar.
Right. Some feel-good tunes.
Yeah.
There's enough doom and gloom. Let's get some feel-good stuff.
Let's get some good stuff in there. By the way, I'm Tony Navarre. I'm a certified financial planner. Doug Neal, my colleague here on the Money Makeover team. Also, certified financial planner, Craig Montano, running the studio and playing the hits for us this morning. And, you know, I think the really important part of this is how you approach what's really a crisis situation for the U.S. economy and around the world as well, in other countries. And that is not to let yourself get mired in the doom and gloom parts of it. And there are plenty of those.
Yes, because that sells.
Yes.
That sells TV.
That sells TV, radio, and that sells and commercials, which is sort of part of the loop, I guess. But I think, too, that there are people out there who want to take advantage of situations. And that means you as an investor, whether you're putting money in your 401k, your IRA at work, maybe you got a separate brokerage account, whatever it may be. There are some, you know, when things are bad, and then that scares people away, interestingly, from investing. Instead, if you are on a disciplined plan anyhow, you're putting money in through your workplace, right, into 401, 403B, whatever, or you've got an IRA, or, wow, if you're lucky enough to have a Roth IRA, can you imagine? While prices are low, you invest in that, in your Roth?
Yeah, the main key is keep putting money. If you've got a paycheck coming in, if you got income coming in, and that was your plan before all this hit, keep doing it because you're buying things on sale. And it's not always going to be like this.
No. So later on, when you get ready to withdraw from things like your Roth IRA, for instance, where you put money in after tax, guess what? Those profits that you're going to make in between times when you're buying so low right now, wow, because it's not taxable.
A couple conversations those I've profits. Had with people, because people are calling in occasionally. Got a kick out of that. I get about one or two phone calls a day of people just, let's talk about this and how we doing. And I had a friend in Louisiana. He sent me a message and says, oh, I bet you're busy. How many phone calls do you get daily? And I said, well, maybe one or two. And he said, I thought you'd be getting 10 or 20. Well, no, it's because the people that we work with, we've been over this and reviewed them and their strategies.
Right.
And most of their strategies, nothing's changed in them. If they're living off their income, whatever investments are in, the income's still coming. So the lifestyle hasn't changed.
Right.
Those in the growth end, hey, you keep putting money in because you're buying cheap. And what we can do for some of those people that when you get, because the statements just came out, if you haven't noticed.
Ouch.
Yeah, you look at that and thought, oh, boy, I'm down 20% or I'm down $30,000 or I'm down $50,000 on paper.
Yes.
So now suggestion is let's wait till it gets back to even or close to even where you started. Then there are some other products that you can get into that have guarantees not to go backward.
Right.
Now that you may not earn as much or they may tie up the money more, but it gets rid of that fear factor. But now's not the time to do that.
Yeah, you don't want to be dumping stuff while it's down due to extenuating circumstances.
Yeah, because most of those phone calls, the question I ask is, do you need any money right now? More than normal? Do you need more income? Do you need to pay your taxes or something? Most of them say, no, we're fine. I said, well, why sell at a loss when you don't have to?
Why? Especially since your taxes may be down this year.
That's right.
Yeah, if you're earning less, or if you have the misfortune of being laid off or whatever, and your tax filing is going to be for a lot less, right, money, earnings-wise, why do that? Why add to it? You're not going to be able to take advantage of those things.
So the key to that is getting a strategy together. And if you've got a good strategy that fits your lifestyle at this time, yes, this hurts when you look at your statement, but it isn't going to affect your lifestyle. Losing your income, your paycheck, yeah, that can affect your lifestyle.
Sure. And the other thing about that, where do you take money from if you need to pull money? To get you over the hump here while we're getting things on a more normal footing, right? All of us. So that's very important too, because you don't want to create more of a problem or more of a loss than what you might have to incur if you're having to liquidate assets.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Also, if you're a small business person, I'm sure you've been scrambling just to figure out how can I last until we can open up again and get some cash flow going. Mm-hmm. Now, some of the small businesses are still working, and that's great. But there's a lot of retailers. Hopefully on Friday, they're allowed to open their doors. I think it's to curbside.
Yes, curbside service.
Which doesn't help a lot if you're a store where people like to come in and browse.
Yeah, yeah. Or you're a restaurant.
Yeah.
People can't come in and sit down and eat yet.
Yeah, that's what I really miss. I miss that part.
Yeah. Now you can go in and pick up.
Mm-hmm.
But you obviously cannot go in and sit down. They won't even let you sit outside.
Yeah, that's right.
And eat. So yeah,
I hope that changes quick, because I miss a lot of the restaurants here in town.
I do too. Well, I've still been though, going.
I've been too,
ordering and picking up, and
eating in the car and at your desk just isn't the same thing.
Yeah. So we wish everybody well with that. The other thing I think hasn't been talked about much, but my spouse is a physician, so I'm going to talk about this. We have roughly estimates about 30% of our physicians are going out of business with this.
Oh.
Because they're a business. They are a business. So when you can't see patients you're on lockdown, you've still got staff, you've still got your overhead, you got your rent, you know, all these things. So they're a business like everyone else.
And insurances. That's the other thing. You still got to pay your insurances, but you have no money coming in.
That's right. So again, it's not leaving anyone aside. So, you know, call in, make sure that now, by the way, many physicians or medical groups are doing virtual consultations. If you've got a phone, if you've got a computer, you can get online and talk things over, or maybe set up a time, because most physician offices, I know that there's been some confusion. So I want to let everybody know this, because, you know, you may need to be going to the doctor or something. Your doctor's office probably is not going to be open until about the 6th of May. Because you've been hearing, yes, well, some can be open and some even non-necessary vital surgeries, elective surgeries, we call them, right, are okay to do. The only elective surgeries are more serious in nature, like cancer biopsies, those kinds of things that if you postponed it, it would be dire for the patient. So most offices, again, are still not open. Still not open. But it doesn't mean that they don't have somebody who's answering the phone and able to go back and forth with you and get you lined up for when you need to come in for your regular physical or whatever you've got planned that you need to do.
And Medicare does cover that.
Yes.
I was talking with a couple in I was talking to my doctor's office, and I think it was a $50 fee, and they said, are you willing to pay that? And I said, sure. I needed to talk to them about some things. And then they called me back and said, well, no, Medicare covers that, so you're good. So you can talk to them, and they can diagnose, because a lot of times they don't necessarily need to see you face-to-face if you give them the symptoms, because if you've been going to that doctor for a while, they know you, and they got your records and stuff. So don't be afraid to give them a call.
Yeah. So, and besides that, they are starting to schedule now in most offices. So if they're going to be opening their doors again on May 6th, they need to have everybody all lined up for those appointments. So you can probably call in now, or if they have the ability to go online and you're good with doing that, you can try and schedule something in. At this point, I would start now, because there's going to be an avalanche of
of
people.
I know the doctor's offices were getting geared up before with the masks and the gowns and the whole technique of how to see people and then keep the germs down.
Absolutely. Right. So they're already geared for everybody for following these protocols, by the way. They already are. Yeah.
Most of them. You can't say all of that.
Okay.
Because they want to get started again.
Yeah, but they've all got this protective stuff, though. They do. They've got gloves and masks.
Yep.
Right? And they've got sterile things.
And now they've produced enough of them that there's not a scarcity of them anymore.
All right. So I wanted to go over this and start this conversation before we go into the break, since we're on healthcare as a topic. What if you are laid off or lose your job in some way and you need to still have health insurance? What are your options? So we're going to go over that once we get through it. But, you know, we're talking 30, 40, 50 million people right now out there across this country who are facing that.
Yep.
So where do they go? What do they do? What do you do? Can you keep your insurance? Right. And how long do you have? All of these different things. What are your resources for this? Because this is a big deal. So we're going to go over some ideas. What are your sources that you can use? So that'll be when we come back from the break, because I don't want to start in it yet.
Yeah, that's a little longer conversation. But that's something that people have to worry about. If you're fortunate and not lose your job, you're good. Just hang in there. Don't do things drastic. Help, you know, maybe when our doors open again, we come in for your free review.
Yeah,
you know,
there you go.
And we'll get you a strategy, because, like, great majority of our clients, like I say, I'll get one or two phone calls a day is all, and it's more of, oh, we were talking last night, what it was, two brother-in-laws were talking, and they were comparing notes, and they thought, oh, let's give Doug a call tomorrow and see what's going on. So they both called, and we talked about it, and they were basically in good shape, so I said, you know, just keep doing what you're doing. You'll be fine.
So again, if you've got questions, by the way, about anything to do with your finances, money, ideas, healthcare coverage, any of that stuff, it doesn't have to be all stocks, bonds, IRAs, 401ks, mutual funds, whatever, you know. But things that you really want to know about, maybe get some tips on, finding out from different resources what to do next, all of these different things. Glad to help you any way we can. Here's our phone number that you can call right now. I'm going to give you our office number after we come back from the break. But phone number to talk to us right now in private on our private line is 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
If you just let me know, or do you want to, I'm attracted to you.
Woodson Lumber Company is doing their part in helping you get what you need safely by providing online ordering and account access. You'll benefit from online access by ordering online, looking up your account balance, seeing your monthly statements, and by having access to your invoices and purchase history. Sign up now for online ordering and access by calling Woodson Lumber Company's corporate office at 979-567-3212. Woodson Lumber Company, with locations in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
The city of Brenham has closed the Bluebell Aquatic Center, including the indoor pool and aquafit, aquacardio, and waterworks classes to help reduce the spread of COVID-19. Looking for something safe to do? Check into adopting or fostering a shelter dog or cat. Brenham Animal Services is seeking help to find places for 41 dogs and 17 cats. They're offering reduced adoption fees, making arrangements by phone or online, and delivery of the new pet. Contact Brenham Animal Services at 979-337-7351 or online at cityofbrenham.org.
For backyard barbecues to five-star weddings, Design 2 coordinates and caters your event, providing a quality of food at a level of professionalism with attention to detail that is unsurpassed. Design 2 also offers event planning consultations, available by calling 979-830-0450. With over 30 years of catering and event planning, Design 2 has the experience, talent, and taste to make your event one to remember. Call David Fashinsky and choose the delectable talent of Design 2.
Do you need a tune-up? Is your check engine light on? Take your car to Myers Garage. Need work done on your brakes? Take your vehicle to Myers Garage. At Myers Garage, they take quality and customer service seriously. They're fast, they're honest, and they maintain the highest standards in the automotive industry. Every time you go, you'll know up front what to expect. So give Tommy or David a call at 836-6741 or stop by Myers Garage in downtown Brenham.
At Pageant Hearing Aid Center, patient and staff health is the utmost priority. That's why they've made the difficult decision to not accept patients inside their office at this time. Their hours have also changed on Fridays. They will close at 2 until further notice. If you need assistance or need to make a purchase, give them a call and someone will help you. Pageant Hearing Aid will be offering curbside service at this time. Call 979-830-0865 in the Brenham area or 512-522-8849 in Bastrop. Pageant Hearing, 103 West Alamo Street in Brenham or 1670 Highway 71 East in Bastrop.
Welcome, everybody, and thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey on his birthday. Because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Just look at the news. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. And I'm not just talking about obvious things like campfires or letting your totally sweet nephew, Francis, play with matches. I'm talking about dumping your used barbecue coals willy-nilly or parking your car on tall, dry grass. That can lead to... poof! Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. But listen, being a South Carolinian, I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous, deciduous, or new car scented. So if you love the outdoors like me, go to smokeybear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention, because fire safety is always in season. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show. I'm Tony Navarro, Certified Financial Planner Professional, in the studio with another CFP, Doug Neal, Certified Financial Planner. Craig Montana playing the hits from yesteryear. And by the way, don't forget, even if you're okay for now with your finances, you got your company retirement plan, you're still working, retirement for you is, 10 years away. Hey, some of you listening, because you're off work, if you're 20 or 30 or 40 years from retiring, it's never too soon to start laying the groundwork. Make sure you're getting your ducks in a row. And if the younger you get after this, the better, right? The younger you are when you start planning, the better for you. And I think it's times like we're in right now that really highlight that fact. Because if you have older people in your family, maybe it's your folks, and they're struggling even more because they don't have a job right now, or they don't have any money set aside for emergencies, all of these different things, you can see the impact of those things.
And it includes your adult brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
You know, who's taking care of them?
So it's not necessary to get in those spots, even if you do that. I don't care if it's a coffee can or a jar on the countertop. Start putting some money aside to do something with. You've got to have something.
And keeping your debt load down.
Yeah.
That's the thing, keeping your debt load down. That's a whole nother conversation.
It really is.
But we were going to do this.
We're going to talk about the other part of things too, though, which is your health care, right? We've got a little of that we've been talking about this morning. Somebody asked me, in fact, about the Affordable Care Act marketplace. Now, usually that's only open at certain times of the year.
Yeah, usually it's like, between October and December, something like that.
Now, you might go ahead, though. Now, I haven't checked this yet for Texas, but there are several states that have reopened this. Yeah, so at least recheck on this. But if you've lost your health care because you've lost your job,
you got some options.
You can possibly do this. And if you have relatives in other states where they do have the window open again with no penalties, no extra fees, you can go ahead and sign up for these Affordable Care Act plans in the marketplace, as they call it. Right. Online. Now, So far as I know, the states that you can do that in are still just California, Colorado, Connecticut, Maryland, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Nevada, New York, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Washington. However,
that seems like quite a list of liberal states.
Yeah.
Okay.
but well, whatever they are.
That's what they are.
Yeah. But you know, do at least look online, because things have been happening so fast every day.
Yes.
That we could easily be having some windows open on some of these things. The eligibility for subsidies are still there. There are income limits on those. So remember that. If you have other people that you live in any of those states that I just talked about, you might want to make them aware that there are these plans, especially if retaining their employer plan on their own is going to be ridiculously expensive. And folks, we don't realize how much our employers kick in for us on these plans until we have to pay for all of it ourselves.
That's what I was thinking, because you have a choice. If you get laid off, it's called COBRA. Yeah. I don't remember the Consolidated Omnibus Reconciliation Whatever. Act. You're entitled to keep your group medical just mm-hmm. like it was for 18 months, but you have to pay the whole cost, and the insurance company can raise your premiums 10%.
Yep.
But the key here, Tony just mentioned, is you pay the whole cost. A lot of times the employers pay the employee costs and you pay for your family, or they pay for the whole thing. That doesn't happen too much anymore, but they may pay for the employee and half the family. But yeah. Now you get to pick up the whole tab. And so then you got to look at, is it better for us to keep our existing plan and pay this amount of money? Or is it better for us to go to that Affordable Care Act?
Yeah, well, you know, basically the fact is that your employer typically picks up close to 80% of the employee premium.
Yeah.
80%. So when you pay the whole cost of the premium plus up to a 2% administration fee.
Oh, on top of that, raising the price if they wanted to.
Yeah, so this is a very expensive option. If you can do it and continue it, especially, by the way, if you're already under treatment for something.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. So that's not bad, considering if you've got that sort of a situation. But again, you know, you may have an employer that says, no matter what, I know we can't, you know, pay you as much as we have. We're having to reduce hours or whatever, but we're still going to keep you on the plan.
That's worth something.
That is huge.
Yeah, see,
so
the other thing is,
check it.
If you're furloughed, it's kind of the same thing. You know, you maybe have to keep paying your own medical, but if you get hired back again, then you're on a medical, and it probably wasn't worth the time to refile all the papers and back and forth. So each situation's different, so you need to look at that.
Mm-hmm.
But those are some of the options that you could do.
Sure. And if one of you, you and your spouse, are looking things over, and let's say your spouse works somewhere else, and they're still covered, but you never decided to get on their plan, now may be the time.
Yeah, that's another option.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so don't forget those things that are out there.
Still might have to pay some extra dollars for it, but then...
because it is tough to get on Medicaid.
Oh, it's extremely difficult.
Very difficult, and it is not an easy process. If you think you had trouble getting on line for other types of things lately, because everybody's jamming up every government website there is, or your bank websites, woo, yowie, right? So, again, if you can just do a simple thing and sign on with your spouse on their plan.
And most plans allow, if you lose your coverage and you have had credible coverage, that you can sign on to your spouse's mm-hmm. or, you know, if you're even on COBRA for a while and you get hired back again, you can sign on again.
Yeah.
It's not a problem as long as you stay up on it. Don't let it slide.
Yeah. So those are a few things. And again, just expect a wait if you're going to be going on any site right now.
Be persistent.
Yeah, be persistent. Just, you know, get yourself comfortable. you know, put everything on speakerphone.
That's what's nice, a speakerphone.
Speakerphone, yeah, because it's not going to be an easy thing. But, you know, just remember you're not the only one who's on hold.
That's right.
Yeah. So those are just a few, you know, kind of housekeeping sorts of things. And again, I think that all of us are realizing how fortunate we have been in all this, mm-hmm. too, when we've had jobs and we've had health coverage and all these other things. Things will turn around again. And we're in process every day. I think we make a step. Yeah, toward being better all the way around.
One thing I'm glad that we're able to have this radio show and talk about that, because the thing I miss is the Connect 5 or After Hours for the Chamber of Commerce for Washington County, getting together with other business owners and comparing notes. This would be a great time to share information if we could get together.
Yeah. So, anyway, we have a lot of resources. We get a lot of information in our office as well. Let me give you our office phone number. So, if you have questions about something, you know, no strings attached. You can call us, and we will look in our considerable resources and help you figure some things out. Because we want you to be, you know, safe and secure.
Mm-hmm.
You and the people that you love and care about, right? So here's our phone number, 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903.
See, talking about the resources we have available, there's 8 or 9, 10, 11, I'd have to count them up, of us in the three different offices, and we're scouring all the information. And we're talking to different vendors and wholesalers and government people and trying to figure out how things go. And so we share that information among ourselves so we have some ideas, because we spend all day, well, most of the day, scouring things that are going on. And also we have so many institutions contacting us saying, hey, here's this workshop, here's this webinar, here's this online thing explaining, you know, you name it, they've got it.
Right.
And so it's kind of like we got to pick and choose there again. But,
well, we do try to screen what we can on some of these things because, you know, this has all come kind of hard and fast for everybody, but we're trying to get a handle on all these things. And we're a pretty good clearinghouse amongst all of us for how things work, what things to do. And we also are pretty good at some hand-holding, too, even if it's over the phone. Because if you're looking at your statements and you're saying, oh, my gosh, this is never going to recover, that may have been something you said in 2008.
I was just thinking that 2008, market dropped 50%. We haven't dropped 50%.
No.
But then the market took a couple months to do that, whereas this one happened in a month.
Yeah, I mean, it was the express elevator going down.
Yeah.
And so it makes it seem even worse than that.
Yeah, but it didn't go down 50%. Would it go down 20, 25?
25-ish, 25
to 30. And it's come back some from that.
Yeah, I mean, everything on our screens this morning, for instance, is green. It's all in the green.
Yeah, they're just wild swings from one piece of news to the next.
Yeah, so again, you know, things are going better. Those of us in the great state of Texas are getting some very good cooperation from the governor's office and other entities trying to get us back together here and get our economy going. And, of course, we have another problem in Texas that most places don't have, and that's where oil and gas in a big part of our economy here.
And that's kind of a double whammy that was kind of pushed aside because of the virus thing. Is that when the Saudis and Russia made that agreement, and you kind of wonder on the back of their heads, were they thinking, hey, if we can damage the American oil production, which they kind of did right at this point. They flooded the market with oil, and there's more oil than we can put anywhere.
So I'm hoping we see a lot more storage facilities going up. Maybe that would provide some jobs and allow us to keep some of the oil.
Well, the other thing was that virus shutdown, they're not using it. Yeah. The demand has gone down, but once the economy starts clicking again, the demand's going to go up, and so the price of oil is going to go up, and it's still going to hurt, but it's not going to be a washout.
Yeah. Well, speaking of that, things are a little hurt. Maybe you're feeling tough right now looking at some things. For those of you out there listening who have taxable investment accounts, just a couple of quick words about maybe taking advantage of the tax rules right now.
So you can pay less tax.
Oh, well, yeah. Anything you can discount now is a good deal, right?
Keeps money in your pocket.
So we'll talk a little bit about that when we come right back from this break. Meanwhile, question or two, no problem. Give us a call. We're going into a break. Here's our private line for you, 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
Upmarket Meats, formerly Rouse Meat Market, has been serving Brenham and Washington County for over 50 years. Upmarket Meats wants everyone to stay safe during this time, so they're suggesting you call in your orders to cut down on wait time when you come in. Please call 836-7600 one day ahead for pickup time to make sure the items you want are available. Hours are Monday through Friday from 8 till 5 and Saturdays from 7:30 till noon. That phone number again is 836-7600. Upmarket Meats, 509 South Market Street in downtown Brenham.
Uniques in Brenham frames more than just pictures. Uniques has experience, over 30 years in fact, of framing diplomas, fine arts, letters, or certificates. Bring your newly found treasure to Uniques at 708 North Park in Brenham. Want an unusual and personal gift for a loved one? With their large selection of frames and mats, Uniques guarantees they can meet or exceed your framing vision. Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures. They preserve memories.
Temperatures are warming up, but Texas weather is unpredictable. So don't count out another cold snap. Modern Air Solutions, locally owned heating and cooling technicians, specializes in the sales and installation of energy-efficient heating and cooling systems, but can also service any problems with any existing unit. Find them on Facebook at Modern Air Solutions or call 979-451-5004. Modern Air Solutions, honest work with always a fair price. Financing available. License number TACLA741. 66E.
Kay's Mutt Hut, a doggy resort and ranch nestled on a beautiful ranch in the country, is specifically designed to ensure your dog's safety and comfort. Your best friend will experience a pleasurable and incomparable experience while giving you the peace of mind that your pet is safe, healthy, and happy. They offer dog boarding, daycare, and spa services. Let Kay's Mutt Hut be your pet's home away from home. Transportation to and from the ranch is available. Kay's Mutt Hut, 6955 Hummingbird Road in Brenham. Find out more online at kaysmutthut.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Walter Jackson, Superintendent of Brenham Public Schools. As far back as 1790, we've been counting everyone who lives in this country. We call it the census. And America's founders included the census in the Constitution because they wanted a government that represents the people. Article 1, Section 2 mandates that a census occur every 10 years, and that count is used to allocate seats in the House of Representatives for all 50 states. But the census is all that and more. It's a once-a-decade chance to track the shifts in population across our great country. Where do we need to build more schools, hospitals, and roads? The census can tell us. Your response to the 2020 census will inform us of how billions in federal funding will flow to communities every year. In the spring of 2020, everyone in our country will get counted. So please take a few minutes to participate in the 2020 census.
If you see a police officer, fire truck, EMS, TxDOT, or a tow truck driver with their lights on the side of the road, remember, you must move over or slow down. This is Sergeant Stephen Woodard with the Texas Department of Public Safety reminding you, if you do not vacate the lane closest to the public servant or slow down 20 miles per hour below the speed limit, you can incur a fine of at least $200. The move over law is in effect for your safety and others that serve you in the state of Texas. Remember, move over or slow down. It's the law.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke.
145 over 92, and then I had a heart attack.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
My welcome back to the last few minutes of today's edition of the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group. Let me give you our office phone number again. I know you've got questions, you're running around doing stuff, or you're there trying to get that last sip of coffee while you're sitting at the table or out on the patio. Again, we're here for you. If you've got questions, if you've been looking at your 401k balance and you're freaking out, is this going to continue? What can you do? Is your retirement in danger? All of these things, if you're lucky enough to still, be employed, that is a godsend, right? So again, free review over the phone, or at least get some ideas. Glad to do it. We're all in this together. So here's our office phone number, 979-836-2903. Call and ask your questions. 979-836-2903. And just a little bit of knowledge is what sometimes can make all the difference.
Yeah, that and strategies. We wanted to talk about a little bit of tax harvesting right now. Because with the price of oil in very volatile and down at the moment because of no demand and a big supply, everything's might be your oil stocks are hurting or your master limited partnerships.
Yeah.
Pipelines and oil deals.
Yeah. And those are master limited partnerships, also known as MLPs. And a lot of your accounts may have these things now. Hopefully, because these things usually throw off big payments.
Yep.
Okay. Big chunks of money in earnings, dividend types.
And that's what they're kind of designed to do, is to pay an income stream.
Right. So those of you who take advantage of those, and we have clients that do, and you may be someone out there who's doing the same thing. If you have these in a taxable account,
not an IRA
or a Roth IRA, 401k or anything like that. If it is a brokerage account, taxable account, you are always having to pay taxes on some of this
on
money.
The income.
That's right. So if these master limited partnerships that you're invested in are looking pretty bad, and a lot of them are.
Seen some of them anywhere between 70 and 90% down in the face value.
Right. So depending on if you're still working, you still have another income stream, you're still doing fine, you might want to consider, talk to your accounting person first, your accountant.
Check the numbers.
It might be a great time to divest yourself of some of these things and take the loss.
Reason being, tax law says you can write off up to $3,000 of losses
per year
against other income. So if you're still working or you have other things that are paying you good income, yes, you're going to, maybe you put $5,000 in that MLP and it's worth $500. Well, now you got a $4,500 write-off for $3,000 of that.
And then you roll the next rest of it to your next
to the
year
next year, or
for losses,
or if you have profit in something, you can write your profit off against your loss. So there's some you still get some benefit out of it, possibly if that falls into your categories.
Yeah. Now I do know a client that, by the way, is going to do that, and they're going to take what they have left and open up a Roth IRA.
sounds good, moving the money into tax, eventually tax-free.
Yeah, all the profits are going to be tax-free in that thing later on. And I said, yeah, you know, do you need to pay the money on something else? Or have you, you've always wanted to do the Roth. Well, you're going to have some extra cash there. But just always with anything to do with taxes, of course, talk with your tax provider.
Yeah,
tax,
see if that works for you, because
accountant.
You don't want to sell something just because it's looking bad, but you don't have to sell all of it either.
No.
You could sell parts of it. We do that for quite a few different things. Is okay, in this particular one, we've sold something and we got a gain. Mm-hmm. You know, if we got a gain of $3,000 of profit, and then we sell one of these MLPs and we got a $3,000 loss, there's no tax due.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we captured our profit.
Your profits and your, if you have a loss, and they're balancing out.
And you cleaned out some of the ugly looking stuff in your account.
Yeah. And then you redeploy.
That's right. And then when things start coming back again, what you do, because it's cyclical, there's ups and there's downs, then those things that you kept were quality and they'll come back. And that's quality is not bad.
Well, and taking advantage of things that dip, if you can, is always the best course if you can do that, right?
And we're not talking just necessarily individual securities.
No.
They can be
funds
where they're large cap value funds or large cap growth funds or mid cap or small cap, where they have a whole basket of securities, because everything's knocked down pretty good. But what's going to recover? What with better odds of recovering quicker?
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah, but be safe, be secure, and if there's anything we can do to answer questions for you, help you with anything, if you're wanting to reshuffle your 401k, I do that stuff for folks all the time as well. Here's our number again at the office, 979-836-2903. Always glad to help you. We're all in this together.
Yeah, you can give us a call at that number and catch any of us in all three of our offices, and one in Brenham, one in Tomball, and one in the Galleria in Houston.
Yep.
So thanks for joining us today. Have a safe weekend. See you back here on Monday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in the show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.